scheduled affection, spontaneous combustion, playing with my fire inside, burning my inner child, blackened his skin to the tint of his sweatshirt. Hey, when you play with the big boys, you get hurt. I used to suck my thumb while rubbing some blankies across my cheek, till my mom denied me access, the bald for weeks. We don't speak to this day. I came to terms with my fear and loathing. Now I wear this clothing like it's an extra layer of old skin, afraid to shed tears in the fabric. Years that I had it, found abandoned on the stairs to the attic, collecting runaway skin cells, absorbing memories, spent to hell and backtrack through the dirt and even worn by enemies. Born in the 70s of the 20th century, making that distinctions for future reference in case y'all remember me and my genesis. What's most important is to remember this: women and men are pissed when they kiss, they exchange spit that is venomous. Most of it is affectionless, and the effects of this has us quick to clench your fist. Don't get fancy with your paintbrush when you reminisce. I'm sentimental and I miss what used to be close to me. Or maybe I just got OCD and I can break my old routines. Hopefully I reconcile with my inseparables. With eyes aside from head to toes, instead of symbolizing clothes, identifying with outside symbols. Cut out the middleman, but my whoopee is in demand. Yeah, I'm feeling like a kid again. It protected me from the windy and sand. I keep safe from the crazy cemetery walks and every awkward moment. Spent talking with the boogeyman. Man, managed unconditional comfort. Circumstances abandoned as I've come to understand. The monsters are under my bed again. The monsters are under my bed again. Dedicated to the memory of my black sweatshirt.
Death is a dignitary who, when he comes announced, is to be received with formal manifestations of respect, even by those most familiar with him.